Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 30, and today we're talking about how to teach a new song. How to teach a new song. Isn't it great when we learn a new song and it works? We love singing the old hymns, sometimes singing them in a new way, and I've made other recordings about that, but new songs, they're very special. The psalmist said in Psalm 33, verse 3, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully, shout for joy. Sing a new song, and now and again we need to. Sometimes new songs don't take, sometimes they do. Sometimes it might be not just the song, the music, or the words. It could be the way we teach it that makes a difference. In my experience, if a congregation get a song quickly, it tends to stick, and they love it, and they keep it in their favorite song list. But if it takes too long, even it may be a good song, it doesn't always stick, and some of it's to do the way we teach. Now, there's no right or wrong way exactly, or at least there's no only one way to teach a new song. But I tried something fairly new recently for myself that I referenced back in the Sunday Sample episode 27, where we talked about a new song called Send Us Out. And you can go back and look at that if you want. That's number 27. But I wanted to talk a bit more in detail about how I taught that song, both to the Thames Valley Churches of Christ and to the Watford Church of Christ that I taught it to this last Sunday. So here are four ways, or four steps perhaps I should say, as to how to teach a new song. And I'm going to use the screen here as well. So the first thing is to look at the words. So I put the words on screen and read through them to begin with. So, send us out in the power of your spirit. And when I do this, I do a little extra commentary. So, send us out in the power of your spirit. So God is telling us to go out in his power, not our own. To shine your light in the way we live. So we're going out of here from church today to live a particular way that's been reinforced or refreshed by what we've done here today. Send us out in the power of your spirit. As we've received, may we freely give, as Jesus taught us to give what we've been given. So pass it on. And I go through the song like that, both verses here, the chorus and the bridge, going through the words, because although I'm a musician and I love music, frankly, the words are more important than the music itself. Now, the two must work together, but good music on its own isn't the point if the words don't have a real meaning. And this song, I think, does, and sending us out. So the first thing is to go through the words. The second thing I did is play the audio track. I'll just give you a short blast of it here. So I embedded the audio into this slide and played it all the way through. I won't do that now for the sake of this recording, but playing it through helps the congregation to know where we're going. Where are we going with this? How is it meant to sound? So here is the first few bars. Power of your spirit to shine your light in the way we live. So I let that run all the way through. And because we did the two verses and the chorus a couple of times, they got to hear it, and I could see some of the congregation beginning to mouth it and sing it to themselves as we went along. One of the nice things about this song is it's quite simple. Repeat certain lines. Then, in a second slide, I've only got the backing track. And then we went through with the backing track, and the congregation sang along with me to the backing track. So we have the same introduction and the same instrumentation underneath. But now we're going to sing it for ourselves. And this is what we did this last Sunday. Send us out in the power of your spirit to shine your light in the way we live. Of course, I'd practiced that and I knew it. And so we were able to sing that together. That was the next phase. And then the next time we sing it, we'll do it with our own instrumentation, guitar and piano. We won't need the backing track. We won't need the audio. But that's what we'll do. So four steps there to teach a new song. Number one, go through the words. Make sure that people connect with the point of the song. Number two, listen to the audio track with somebody else performing it. Thirdly, use a backing track. Sing it together with the congregation. And then finally and fourthly, you'll be ready, maybe that day, maybe another day, but to sing it with instruments of your own. That seems to set it deeply and well and firmly into the minds of the congregation. And when we did this in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, the next time we sang it, I felt that people had grasped the song quicker and more firmly than they had other times when we just taught it ourselves without the use of a backing track. It's not to say it's better to do it that way always, but it might be better for certain songs than others. Have you tried that? I paid for the backing track. It wasn't very much. I paid for a set of chord charts and the backing track and various things. It cost a few pounds. It wasn't very much. And I think it's worth it if a congregation is going to properly learn a song and then sing it with all their heart and understanding the meaning of it for perhaps many years or even decades to come. A small investment of time and money to teach a song properly can pay benefits for a very long time. So it's worth doing. What I'd like to know is what you're doing. How do you teach new songs? What techniques do you employ? What strategies? How do you do it? Please post a comment wherever you see or hear this recording, because we need to learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. Secondly, please pass the link on to this recording to one other person. And if you're watching the YouTube version, hit that like button so that more people will know about it. And subscribe to this channel if you haven't already done, so that you'll be notified when new recordings come out. Thank you so much for all you do for God. Thank you for what you do for your congregations. Thank you for what you do to try and help your corporate worship be the best it can be for God. I very much appreciate it, and I know God is pleased. So I pray the next time you gather with your friends to worship God together, I pray it's satisfying, fulfilling, enriching, God-honoring, and it sparks special things in your own spirit. Take care and God bless.